Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, we're doing something special. My co-host Barbara should be here soon. And today, we are doing something special because a person that's is on with Dale every week, Richard's birthday is tomorrow. Is that right?
Yep. Correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
And we are taking calls just like we normally are. Dale, Sue, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. And Richard's going to be 94. Can you even imagine making it to 94, John?
No.
No, I can't. No. I mean, it's
Where's Barbara? I'm going to kill her. Where is she?
She knows. So I'm curious now. You have some people with you. Why don't you tell us who all is here?
Okay. I'll tell my son, Richard, or Rick, is here, and with his beautiful wife, Melody, and of course, Dale's here, my keeper, who tries to keep me in line. And maybe get my daughter in here if she remembers, or they have power or whatever. She's up in Idaho, so who knows what's happening there. And I don't know, where's Barbara? Gee,
Barbara's
right. Happy birthday, Richard. Happy birthday.
Hey, Barbara.
Aloha.
Hello, Barbara.
Yeah. Did you get my text, Dale? Did you get my text right before the show saying this is my moving day, but I would never miss Richard's birthday show ever?
Oh, okay.
Oh, no.
No, I didn't get your text. I was busy trying to balance my diet and eat and do all kinds of things. But I wanted to tell you, tomorrow is a very special day for Richard because he's 94. He is 20 years vet from the Navy, and we're going out to lunch, all of us, to a place of his choosing, and he's got a whole bunch of presents, and we have a birthday cake, so it's all good.
I love it.
Yeah.
Well, that's what a birthday is, a birthday cake and presents and wherever you want to go, Richard. Where do you want to go for lunch?
Well, I got this. I have this favorite Chinese joint over here in Gardnerville that I like. It's a Chinese buffet, and you can go through and pick all these goodies you want. And it's one time when I fill my plate because it's pretty hard to pass up everything. And I mean everything. It is. It starts with their flour soup. Well, it starts with their flour soup, which I love. And then it goes on from there. I mean, you name it, they got it. And it's kind of a local place. It's, you know, often a kind of a shopping center area. But it's kind of local. And so everybody you see there is like being back in Hawaii, you know, there's places where the locals go and there's places where the tourists are sucked into. But over here,
you want to do the local, the local place where it's really good. People always come back for more.
That's right. And
Barbara,
when you see working guys like gardeners and stuff like that coming in for lunch, you know it's good. You know it.
That's
good.
Right.
Go ahead, Dale.
I know. You always have to look at the patrons.
Barbara, I was going to say, Richard and I were reading about possibly you being quarantined in your building, and we were freaking out.
Oh,
so
you missed the message. You got that message, and you thought I was going to be quarantined. Wow.
Yeah, what was that about?
Okay, I've been preparing for a 90-day vacate of my premise because they're redoing the exterior, so we won't be able to have a door for 90 days. So we have to be relocated within the complex to a new apartment, which I just got the keys to yesterday. And my dad and his longtime girlfriend came down to help me. And they're going back and forth right now while I'm doing the show. And I'm getting it ready. And they just haul it over. And it's a new apartment with, it's going to be no clutter. Because I don't know about you, but I accumulate a lot of clutter.
well, we're probably number two after you.
We got really?
Number three.
We got this new clutter thing lately. I don't know why, because you know, it's been weird, you know. But every so often, I get into, okay, I'm cleaning this clutter. Well, that lasts for about 10 minutes.
Yeah, it's boring. It's boring, isn't it?
Very. Well, then I asked Richard, you go clean your clutter.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad I'm not alone with the clutter. So, you know, I'm not going to move the clutter over. So I'm going to be in a clutter-free apartment for 3 months. And I bet I'm not going to want to come back to the cluttered-up apartment.
Well, can we come visit?
Yeah, that'll be a good time. And right now, so I have two apartments right now because for a few days for this move. And it's perfect because my dad and his girlfriend and her grandchildren, we all have places to sleep. And we have the gorgeous pool and jacuzzi. So what great timing. I actually said they came to help me, but they didn't even know what was going on. It's timing, you guys. Am I the luckiest person ever that I have my family visit me when I'm moving? And they like working.
They're very lucky.
They love it.
They're very lucky.
Michelle loves it.
Well, why don't we get Melody and Rick to say hi anyway? Are they going to say hi?
Yeah.
Well, they're being quiet, but they can say hi. Say hi. Happy 94th birthday to Richard, everybody.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. They were happy.
Yeah.
Don't
we have
I told them all about you yesterday.
Who did you tell?
My dad. And because I told my dad, you know, when Richard talks, it sounds so much like you. That you have the same kind of old-fashioned way of talking. It's hard to explain what it is. It's hard, but he really reminds me of you, Richard, my dad. Isn't that interesting?
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah.
He went to the UW, too. He didn't take photojournalism, which you taught for 25 years at the University of Washington, but he went to the University of Washington.
Good, yeah.
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 Well, Richard, is that all you're going to say?
You're talking about you.
Let's get back to the food. I like talking about food, you guys. I want to know, did you already go to the restaurant? So it was your lunch, because right now it's like 5 o'clock.
No. His birthday's actually tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
And
okay.
Like I said, being 94 is crazy. I can't even imagine what that's like.
Some people are probably afraid of it.
Huh?
Yeah.
Some people might be afraid of it. They have so many aches and pains now, they're like, what's it going to be like when I'm 94?
Yes, you got that right. But I'll tell you one thing. He's in the best of health, better than you and me, Barb. You know how you and I fall down all the time? Richard never falls. He's always picking me up.
Oh, my gosh, it's so funny. And I almost fell down and hurt myself yesterday hanging up a picture again. And my dad's like, I'm sure glad you didn't get hurt. I had the drill in my hand and everything. And I stumbled.
God.
I stumbled, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But You're an accident waiting to happen somewhere. You're unbelievable with all the wild things you do. I mean, you have a bio. Well, anyway, I was going to ask you, unfortunately, did you hear the news on Ann Hesch at all?
No, I haven't watched it today. Tell me. Update me.
Yeah.
Please.
Oh, God.
It's sad.
It's sad because Richard and I have been following it, and we just feel so bad. You tell Richard. You tell her.
Well, it's sad what she did, but what it boils down to is she was high on those pills, fentanyl, whatever it is, and of course she banged a car into something, and that set her off mentally, obviously.
Oh.
And she obviously, you know all this, but. Anyway, it's around 60 miles an hour. She went down to this dead-end street and, of course, went into the house. And it caught on fire and on her. And it took the firemen almost an hour just to get the fire and smoke subdued so they could see what the heck was going on. And
I know. I was watching live. I was watching that live, you guys. Were you?
Yeah.
But anyway,
when they got her out.
No.
When they got her out. Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Well, anyway, she wasn't brain dead. I don't know exactly when, but you probably saw when they got her out, her arms, she sat up and her arms went up and everything.
That
and
was weird.
I thought that was weird, but I think that was the end. I really do.
That was it. That was just probably her body reacting, right? Maybe, Dale?
Yeah,
no, I don't know. I'm really trying to figure that out, Barb. I don't understand why she was on a gurney and she had paper over her face so nobody would recognize her. And then she just sat up and I guess she was screaming, but we don't know what she was screaming.
Yeah.
And she sat up, but then she went down, and then they say she went unconscious into a coma at that point, and she never awoke. Mm. So they're declaring her brain dead, and they're declaring her for the state of California dead. So it just upsets me so much because I was a big fan of hers.
Well, I was a fan of hers too, but can you tell me what drug was she on?
Cocaine. And fentanyl.
Yeah, fentanyl.
She was like cocaine and fentanyl.
So they just released that info, huh?
Well, they did after they took a blood test, because what happened was I feel that psychically that what she freaked out after she hit the first, I mean, she was doing a podcast like us, and then she got off her podcast, and then she backed into a garage or something, and a guy caught her and said, hey, get out of the car, da 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 da, you know. And I think because she was famous and everything, she didn't want to get out, and she started zooming at 60 miles an hour. But before, and she died 20 minutes. I mean, she went 20 minutes later. She ended up in someone's house. What was the city? Was that Mar something?
Yeah, Mar Vista. Mar Vista, mm-hmm. Like West Hollywood area or West L.A. area, right, mm-hmm. Richard?
Yeah, West L.A.
Mm-hmm. A nice area.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. It was really bad, and there was a lady in that place that was renting. I mean, she didn't own the house, and all her stuff got destroyed. And she had two dogs, but the dogs were okay. And the car caught on fire, but they couldn't get Anne Hesh out in time because everything was falling on top of the car. So eventually they got her out an hour later, you know, and she was
in the car with the tiny Mini Cooper, so that was not a protection whatsoever. And could it be from the smoke inhalation, or did she get hit on the head?
Yes.
Oh, does that make you go in a coma?
Yes, it could. Gets in your
lungs. No, I think she,
because
she had brain
down.
Damage, I think she hit her head on something, is what I think. And
well,
she had brain,
I
mean,
to,
what, yeah. Johnny? Johnny, were you saying anything?
I didn't say anything. I mean, we have callers, but I didn't say anything.
Oh,
we have
so what do you think,
Dr. Richard?
No,
yeah,
we
know
have
if
a caller.
Ever show up?
I don't know about your daughter. Let's see, 208. Let me see. Oh, wait. I have a 208 area code.
It's you. Happy birthday.
Hey, there she is. Hey.
Happy birthday, Bob.
Yeah, hello. Thank you.
Hi, okay. Sid. How you doing?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear you?
Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now?
Who's this?
Who do you think? Who is this?
I'm confused. I got a
daughter.
Lot of...
You're his
yeah.
daughter?
Yeah.
Oh, hi.
Yeah.
That's the daughter.
What's your name?
Barbara, give me Karen. All this mess.
What?
Karen with a C.
Oh, is that Karen?
Karen with a C, yeah.
Oh, yep. Pretty.
Yeah.
That's me.
Hi, there,
Karen.
Mary?
Oh, that's lovely Karen. That's his daughter.
Happy birthday, Pop.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. You being ornery with everybody?
Well,
we love him.
Of course. Of course.
We love him so much. I interviewed your dad, Richard. He has his own interview on Life Lab, full hour dedicated to him. Have you heard that interview, Karen?
I've heard one. Oh, it's been several months, though.
Yeah. Oh, good. I'm glad you did hear it. I'm glad you did. Wow. How are you feeling? Are you feeling lucky that you have a dad that's in his 90s?
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's
pretty
awesome.
Special.
Not everybody gets
that's
privilege.
Not everybody. I hope that my dad does. I keep telling him all about Richard. He's about, 76, and I said, Dad, you've got a lot of years ahead of you because
that's
you remind
right.
me of Richard.
I just
He's
turned 70,
in.
So...
And you're the daughter who turned 70, and her dad's still alive. That's amazing.
Yep.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
It's awesome that you called
it's
in. Where
amazing.
Are you from? Where are you calling from?
Where am I calling from?
Yes.
Oh, Idaho.
Oh, nice.
Lewiston, Idaho.
I've been to Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Is it near Coeur d'Alene?
No, it's actually down by Pullman and Washington State University. It's called Lewiston, Idaho.
I do know that.
Yep.
Cool. Did you know, because I'm from Washington as well, so we have a lot in common because Richard, he taught at the UW, as you know, and that's where I'm from, Seattle. So it's really fun.
Actually,
to
you know what,
having
Barbara,
on the show.
His kids are very special because – his daughter, Karen, is an avid needle, what do you call that, Richard?
Needle
embroidery.
Quilting and embroidery.
Oh, I love
it.
Everybody's talking at once. That don't tell me.
Okay. Karen.
That's what it's all about.
What else is new?
Richard, what is it? She does needlepoint? Or what is it?
Yes, needlepoint and quilt.
Appliqué, embroidery, quilting.
Embroidery.
Just like my mom.
She had her own, she had her own quilt store for a number of years. And so she, and my bride, I think, was a stimulus for my daughter to be into this what do you want to call it? Craft, I guess you would call it.
Crafting.
Very crafty.
Very crafty.
I love the quilts because in all of what you do, the embroidery and the quilting, it's made with love. Each quilt, each square has a story almost. And I find that these things really are special. I wanted to take some quilts from my mom's house because she passed away. And she's like, Mom, Barbara, don't take that big one on the wall because I want my husband to remember me every time he comes in this room.
Anyway, she's amazing, and her work is absolutely beautiful. Then we have his son, Rick, who is a beautiful, awesome painter. He's an artist. Dad does the photography, but his son is just an awesome painter, and his work is he could get a lot of money for his work. It's just really beautiful.
He does.
Oh, well,
we have his.
See that.
We have
when
his lovely.
When
we have his lovely wife. Hello. Where am I losing control? We have his lovely wife, Melody, who's going to college right now and getting another degree, and she's awesome too. She's a wonderful, wonderful lady.
Oh, you're so
special. Oh, wow. Okay. Is this three children then we're talking about?
No,
three adult
two children and one wife.
Oh, two. Okay, and wow, you must have some really nice grandchildren, a lot of grandchildren. I probably know great grandchildren, though.
We were talking about that yesterday.
Yesterday. How many grandkids have I got, Karen?
How many grands or great-great-grands?
Well,
all
okay.
of them.
Great,
you
great,
have great-great-grands. You have nine. Nine great-great-grands.
Nine on her side.
Nine of them.
you got nine on her side and 11 on this side.
Yeah.
Half a football team.
Yeah.
They sound like
that's
very
amazing.
Talented people. Very talented.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
He raised very talented people, and they're very good people. You know? They have a heart of gold.
That's so nice.
Okay.
I would like to
so.
See them. If they're on Facebook, we
try.
Connect Karen, and tell your siblings to connect with Life, Laughter, Happiness. We have Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. We want to see you.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay. Are you ready for a caller?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Sure. I sure am.
Sure.
Okay. Area code 860. You are live on the air with Psychic Dale Scher.
Hi, thank you so much.
Hi.
First of all, I want to tell you all that they said that they were trying to see if Anne's organs were donatable today before they let her go, so that was kind of them.
Yes, Anne. Very kind. And I tell you, my heart aches for that because I'm an avid fan of hers, and I think we've watched 6 days, 7 nights of it. I've watched it at least 20 times. And I just ended up watching Volcano last night, which Richard had to leave the room. I don't know why, but it was awesome.
I got tired of saying it, you know.
It was
okay.
Good. But her acting was phenomenal. And she, you know, it's sad what she went through, sweetheart. It's really sad.
Okay.
Really, really is. I really loved her, too. I'm very, very sad for the whole thing. Tragic.
Yeah, it is tragic. And besides that, and what she went through with her parents and everything, if you read the whole story behind her, it just has engulfed me for the last 4 days. That's all I've been, Richard and I have been looking up. I mean, you know, did you hear any more about Anne Hesh? And, you know,
me too.
We're kind of like, hoping that she'd come back, but, you know, but I don't think anybody would want her to come back in that situation.
No,
no, she,
no.
I don't think she would want to, not like that.
No. Okay, what's your name?
Okay, so my name is Lisa from Connecticut. I've called you before about my little dog, and I wanted to give you an update, and I had a question for myself.
Oh, okay, how's your dog doing?
I saw another specialist, and they're going to do a fecal implant, which should correct her gut. And she said sometimes it takes more than one, but there's hope.
Oh, how wonderful. Our prayers are being answered, darling. We totally, totally, totally ask Johnny. I have been asking him about that dog forever, Barbara and Johnny, right?
I know. Yeah, I know. I called him today and told him to call in. Because of everybody was wanting an update. So.
Oh, did you try the shampoo from the special allergic dog shampoo that I sent you the link for?
Really for the outside. She's allergic on the inside.
Okay.
She's got
Okay, so let's see what. She'll be okay. They're going to get it. They're going to get it, okay? They're going to be able to make the dog better.
I feel like this is going to be the. And she's been through so much, and this is going to be it.
Well, is this the vet you were kind of wanting to help you?
No, the vet I wanted did not. She's in Chicago, and she couldn't help me, but I called a specialist that I had seen before and started telling her my story, and she said, you were willing to go to Chicago? I said, yes. And she said, I can do it.
Oh, God.
She said, I've done it with my dog. So
God bless
I'm just
her.
So
it's all going to work. It's all going to be okay.
It'll work.
Thank you. That feels good.
We all have good thoughts. Okay, and what did you want to know about yourself, Wendy?
I I hate asking about things like this. I have a lawsuit because I took her to the vet when I first got her, and the dog in the parking lot ripped my face, broke my ribs, and broke my teeth. Mm-hmm. And the lawyers I have are pretty awful, and I was switching attorneys. And I wanted to know if this was a good move and if it's going to turn out okay for me, because I've got permanent damage. My nose is collapsing.
You have picked the right attorney. They're going to help you. It's going to take a bit of time. It's not going to happen right away. And you're going to be okay. It's going to be all right.
This new attorney that I talked to today is the right one?
I believe so.
Okay. Because the other ones were really cool. Excuse me. Jerking me around.
Well, you know, no,
really...
you found somebody good. But anyway, thank you very much for calling. Okay, darling?
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Johnny.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, Johnny. What else? Who else?
Okay. The next one is area code 401. You are live on the air with Psychic Gail Shear.
I mean, I just want to say one thing. Every time I talk to that lady, my heart goes out, because you
know
what an animal lover I am. And it just kills me. It kills me. I just want whatever is best for her to be.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Barbara?
Hey, could you repeat that really quick, please? Did you say right, Barbara?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People are coming in and out.
Yeah, right,
I'm sorry, caller. I'm moving today.
Yeah, Barbara's moving.
Barbara, you're always moving.
There's something always, right?
Yeah, it's always.
But I thought you said right, Barbara. I just want to know what you wanted to ask me.
I don't remember.
Okay. Oh, no.
Oh, Barbara, I just got your text. Hi, Dale. Looking forward to Richard's birthday show. I'm sorry I didn't have much time to go over anything to...
Because I was moving, blah, blah, blah. Well, no, I meant to say I'm sorry I didn't have time to think of anything real special to do except for just show up.
Well, that's special enough, huh, Richard?
Yes. Right, yeah. And, you know, here are my kids. Yeah, there we go. We have a family
Does that
talk
make you happy, Richard?
Something.
That makes you happy.
Well, sure.
I'm so glad you're
so
close with your adult children.
Yeah. You know.
They're in their 70s now.
Okay, who do we have on the line?
Is it 401? Are you there, ma'am? 401?
I'm here. Can you hear me
okay? You're sort of breaking up, sweetie.
Oh, gee. That's no good. I love that. My name is Jessica, if you can hear me.
Yeah, and where are you calling from? What city?
I'm calling, well, now currently from Rhode Island.
Oh, Rhode Island, okay. It's nice up there.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's lovely.
That's so, one place.
Wait, happy birthday, Richard, of course.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Truthfully, yeah, for what an achievement, really, I think.
Yeah, okay, how can I help you, sweetie? Honey, I'm having problems hearing her.
Yeah, I know. Let's
see. Trying to move around. Let's see. Let me see.
I'm hearing every other word that doesn't... It's not. She'll have to call back, I'm sorry.
Okay, all right. Do you want to go to the next person?
Yes, please. Yes, go ahead.
Okay. This next person is area code 404. You are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hey, my name's Adam. How are you doing today?
Hi, Adam.
Great.
So we've talked to you before, haven't we?
No. I've been friends with Johnny for a long time. Since college.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Adam. And where are you calling from?
Atlanta, Georgia. Brookhaven, Georgia.
I'm sorry, Georgia. Well, we get them from all over. Atlanta. I will say this much. You have a radio voice, and I see some sort of prognostic with television. or doing something with TV somewhere along the way. I don't know if you've already did that, or
no,
you're going, or are you about to do that? But what
no.
I also, pardon me?
I've been told that my whole life. And when I call into a radio show and I hear my voice, I'm like, oh, well, I sound just like the guy on the radio.
Yeah, you did. You do. Got a good voice. What can I do for you?
I have a situation in my life, and kind of one goes into the other, but let me see. Where do I go with this? I've been working in the area of helping smaller companies getting from taken advantage of by the richest and largest companies, the most powerful companies in the world.
And wait. Back up. Go slow, because I'm into what you're saying very strongly. But can you tell me, you're too close to the mic, so back off a little bit.
Thank you. Okay. I have been working, helping people from getting taken advantage of by the largest and richest and most powerful companies, most invasive companies in the world. And I very much enjoy it. I had this because of the pandemic. And I'm just wondering if it's a good move to get back into that. It's my dream. I've been doing it for 18 years. I've helped over 500.
Okay. I will tell you this. I totally understand where you're at, because in 2008 I went through that big old thing, you know, with the companies and the banks and, you know, them trying to take my house. So I totally understand that. And I learned how to beat the system. It took me 5 years to learn how to beat the system. So I think that you should do this as a part-time thing and not a full-time, because it'll just eat you up alive. I mean, the pain and the suffering. I think what's at me now, these people that are having to pay such high rents for no reason. You know, I'm surprised rent control has not come into play here. But what's happening is now they're raising rents, they're raising everything. The food prices are off the wall. Gas prices are going down a little bit, thank God. But it's really been rough. And in all the years I've been alive, I've never seen a world like this. So I would say do it part-time.
I have the ability to go and make a difference. Like, go into a company that's paying, say, $200,000 a year and cut it to $100,000 a year. And then they're lower prices for all their gas and for all the products and everything they need to do business at a more profitable level. So...
I need you to back off your mic again. You're too. I'm not understanding you.
I have the ability to help people lower their gas prices, lower their products, and their business. I go in and give them pure profit. It's money they didn't even know they had.
Okay. Well, go ahead. Go for it. Go for it. But don't make yourself sick over it. Okay. You know, you have to have other ways to make money beside that. But if you can do both, it's fine.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I've had a $28,000 week and a $40,000 month, and I believe I can do that regularly.
Okay. Then go for it. I mean, we need his number so we can call him to find out some
of
the stuff we need to know.
That's actually kind of funny that you said that, because I have his number. I've known this guy since college. I've known this guy in person, not just on the internet. And I am personally trying to help him find companies. So I'm way ahead of you, Dale. And any networking, you know, so I'm just letting you know, yes, I was already ahead of you when you said we need to get this guy's number. I already have his number. And you know, he's showed me the numbers before, so they're good numbers. And I'm trying to think of ways that I can help. We can help each other out. Me and him are trying to, because when we were in college, this is actually true.
Okay, whenever, Johnny, I can't go into this now. You're going too far into it.
You're right.
Well, we can talk about it after the show, but not now. But anyway, thank you, sir, for calling. I wish you the best, and I believe that you're out to help a lot of people.
Right.
Thank you. Nice meeting you.
Okay,
Barbara, where are you?
I'm here, and I'm so glad that we have some new callers. And I'm so glad the lady is called back about her animal all the time. And then we have Adam, who's new. Was he saying that he liked his voice? I didn't catch that, or it was weird for him to hear his voice.
Yeah,
it sounded like a really great voice.
He has a great voice, like a radio voice.
That's cool. He's Johnny's friend from college.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah. Well, I'm not hearing anything from Rick or Melody or Karen.
Well,
they can jump in anytime.
Karen, are you still here?
Yeah. Are you there, Karen?
I don't know. The 208 number dropped. Is that them or? I don't know.
That could be.
Yes. Yes.
I'm still here. Yeah. Melody's still here.
I'm still here.
Okay. Yeah.
Can you
well,
hear
I never met you. Yeah. Hi, you guys. I think I came on like a few seconds late, and I missed you. Are you Richard's other children?
Rick's son and his wife, Melody, who's fabulous.
Oh,
she's one of these ladies that she's just like an awesome person and helps a lot of people, and she's a really good person.
Nice.
Thank you, Dale.
Well, yeah.
You raised good books. That's commendable.
He
not
raised good kids.
Yeah.
No, he did. Yeah. Except, you know
what?
The speaker on my phone, the one you got me, Richard, this headset, I don't know if it's working right, but we'll figure it out. Anyway, so, Barbara, is there any questions that you have? And I'll go back to the phones in a minute.
Sure. Like what kind of questions about what?
Hey, have you got all your pictures off the wall there, Barb?
Psychic questions? Oh, well, that's the thing. We don't have to do that. We don't have to take anything like that. No decor or anything. Just what we will wear or use for 90 days. And there's already a TV, you guys. I didn't even know this. There's already two TVs in there, very nice size, very nice furniture, all the glassware, all the pots and pans. I mean, they're treating us really nice through this.
Ooh. Well, you live in an area which is like that. So you tell Melody where you live.
I live in Huntington Beach, California.
Ooh.
Well, I live in the side of Malibu, so I know that California life is wonderful.
It is.
I don't know about that. We like Nevada.
Usually perfect weather, but now it's too hot right now. That's what I think. You know, moving.
Yeah, we're at
90. Hot.
Mm-hmm. We're at 90. So it's been okay. Well, we went up to Lake Tahoe yesterday, and it was just beautiful. Beautiful. I mean, I had a boat, and I miss it. And the boat I used to take out on the lake every day, and I was watching all the boats zoom here, zoom there, and I go, oh, God, I want to go boating, to the point where I might have to go on the Miss Dixie just to go to Emerald Bay, but, you know, and see what's going on. But I miss it.
You love it. You got to do it. And you will.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for all of that stuff. You are definitely a doer.
Oh, yeah. I say I'm going to do it. I do it. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Johnny, what else is there?
Well, that 401 caller is back, so we're going to try her again, okay?
Oh, okay.
There you go. 401, you're live on the air with Psyche Dale Shear.
Hello. Thanks again. Thanks for taking my call again. I appreciate it. My name is Jessica.
Okay, Jessica, what can I do for you?
I have a question about work. I have two great opportunities But I'm currently with a job now, and I'm getting a great competitive offer. But there's a history.
Okay, I need to know. I need to know what type of jobs they are.
Oh, sure. They're the same job. It's in aquatics. I work in the water as an aquatics director. Or the job is aquatics director.
Okay, what is that? I've never heard of an aquatics.
So nonprofits all the time. It's managing the program and the operations within the pool. Mm-hmm. So I work with a lot of folks every day at the Y. I work at a Y, and they're both at the Y.
You're breaking up again. Are you working with animals?
No.
Are you working
with
animals? People in the pool. Just like they do over where we go, Richard, the swim center?
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a huge swim center here in Minden-Gardnerville. It has like 7 pools and all different kinds of pools. And, I know what you do then. Okay, so so the next...
Yes, she helps people.
Yes.
Do what?
So I manage the pool and I manage the program. For instance, we have a lot of people in the pool that come to swim to heal, you know, with arthritis or PT.
Yes.
Swim team, swim lessons for children, like pre-K and all of that. I manage all of that, and I also do the work in the pool as well.
So what's the – you have another offer, you're saying, from a different company that is – are they offering more money?
They're offering more money. The offset is that it's more of a drive, and I have an older car.
I can tell you right away what I feel. Stay where you're at.
Really? Okay.
Stay where you're at, because the new place, like you say, is – a longer drive. You won't be real confident with it. It'll make you break down in tears every so often. So just stay where you're at, because they love you to death. And if you were to leave there, it'd be very devastating to them.
Okay. I believe the devastating part. I don't feel the love from them as much. They have a very different style.
No. It's because everybody's so short-staffed. That's all.
That's true. It's very true. Very true.
And and nobody can take, they can't take the time, you know, to chit-chat. But as you'll know, we're going into winter, and things die down in the winter, so it gets better. So you'll be better. So don't even consider the new one.
Even though it's more money, they're offering me competitive everything. So you think...
It's up to you. If you want to take it, go take it. I just feel, did you put that offer back to your original people and tell them that, you know, you've been offered this?
Yes, I did. I'm not trying to play, you know, the bargaining chip, but I have been honest with both, you know, forthright about my concerns, you know, more so the future with both of them. The other one,
but have
right.
they offered you? Have they offered you a pay raise?
I have to apply through the process, and I believe they'll pay me. I don't know what the pay is, but it would be at the highest end, $1,000 less than what I'm being offered now.
Then stay where you're at, because in drive time, you'll spend that in gas and in time.
Mm-hmm. It's 20 minutes away, so it's in Rhode Island.
Still.
The joke here is, that everything is a commute, anything more than 10 minutes. But
I believe you. The same thing in Tahoe. I mean, you know, if you go from one end of town and the other, it's the same thing, you know, so I understand. But it's up to you. It's up to you, darling, but I would stay where you're at.
Okay. All right. Well, I thank you very much for taking my call. And again, happy birthday, Richard. Okay.
No,
thank you.
Okay. Oh, that's so he's getting lots of happy birthdays. Barbara, do you have on your phone a happy birthday song?
Not saved.
No, you don't go save. You just go, do you know how to work it? No, you just go to Google and you put in Happy Roberta. Barbara, talk. I'm going to look, okay?
Okay. Well, okay. What she's trying to find is something cute, and I don't have it, so I can't wait to see what this is and what she's talking
you
about.
Have...
Is this going to be where you attach your head onto a caricature of some sort and they dance around?
No.
I love those. Those are so cute,
no.
though. I love those.
No.
And they are like Grease, and they're you're like Olivia Newton-John, who, rest in peace, by the way, I posted about her recently because I met her, you guys, and this is so interesting. I was with Lorenzo Lamas, who was my fiancé at the time, and he was in Grease with Olivia Newton-John. So we went to Reno, and we saw her in concert, and afterwards, of course, we're going backstage because they're good friends after doing Grease together. So, you know, we were backstage, and she and I just totally clicked, and everybody noticed, and Lorenzo was just letting us talk and talking to other people. He's like, you guys talked for like 45 minutes. You really clicked. And I know, and we did. And it was like we were kindred spirits, and we really enjoyed talking to each other. It was really very interesting. So I was sad. I was really sad because 73, that's so young to pass away. My mom was 74. It's too soon. It really is. And I was sad about it. How about you guys?
Well,
yeah.
We all gotta go.
Yeah.
We all gotta
go. I got
go this
going, but
Gail
I can't
says.
Get it off.
What is she looking for?
My happy birthday song, but now I can't get it off.
Oh.
I put it on. You can hear the piano.
And tomorrow you get to open your presents.
Here we go.
Richard, you get to open presents tomorrow? Are you excited like a little boy would be? Or are you open?
Yeah. Well,
you
I figured I'd get a present. I
you
figured I would get a
excited.
Present. Yeah. I figured
That's
I would
cool.
get a present from Hawaii, you know. Be about half a dozen hula girls come in. And
that would be fun.
Hula for me. Yeah. And
wow.
if I could
get
it off. Well, the fact is,
so at least I got a happy birthday
there.
Song. And, you know, unfortunately, I just looked at the news and they said Anne Hesh dies at 53 after fiery crash.
Yeah.
May she rest in peace.
Yeah.
Whoa.
God bless
yes.
her.
Yes.
God bless her. I liked her, too, a lot, her acting. And she just had that new podcast, like you were saying, Dale, and it was going really well. I guess she was enjoying that and enjoying doing that, but she did say she had a very bad day. I don't know if it was the day that she
I heard that.
Had that accident. It was the day that she had
no,
the accident.
No, it wasn't. That was taped 3 days prior. That, you know, they're making all kind of things on YouTube that aren't right, but that was taped 3 days prior.
But it's so odd that she was doing those kinds of drugs at her age and her career, that she was still, you know, attached to doing the drugs. That's odd to me.
Yeah, but we don't know everything.
Yeah.
Like, I'm still working on the fact that she was very much alive when they pulled her out of the car wreck and she jumped up and was yelling and screaming, and then all of a sudden she's dead. I mean, I don't understand that at all. Although I can relate. I have to tell you this one thing. One of my best friends, Tony, she had a mom who was in a coma for a really long time, 2 months. And all of a sudden, one day she wakes up out of the coma and tells her daughter, take me to Vegas. So her daughter freaked out and took her to Vegas. And she was playing the slots for a day or two. And then after that, she went home and died. So I just don't understand these things. It's like,
that
you know.
That is really strange. So strange.
Yeah, okay.
That is so
I'm
sad,
laughing.
But, you know, well, we know you don't think it's funny. It's just also strange. And the weirdest thing was when she burst out of that cover, and you said it was paper, they were covering her up. She burst out and sat up, and I thought, oh, she'll be okay. She'll definitely be okay because she did that.
Yeah.
So I am confused, too.
Yeah, because we don't know what. Yeah. True, but we don't know what she said, Richard. I mean, that's what I want to hear, as what she said. You know,
she was
at that time,
screaming.
she was probably screaming from the pain, and that's what did her in.
We don't know. The
burns. Burns.
We don't know.
Oh.
She got burned. Well,
it was, she was in the car for an hour, and they couldn't get her out because of everything was falling on the car.
Well,
I think she's a tough cookie. I mean, to even make it through that, an hour in there,
yes,
basically burning and inhaling smoke,
yes,
for a long time with probably,
yes,
bodily and head injuries from the accident. So, I mean, that's a tough woman to even last through that. Wow.
Yes.
Yeah, but I thought what's interesting is that after she left hitting that little car or whatever she did, she went to a wig shop. And she bought a red wig, and they show this on YouTube. If you want to know any information, go on YouTube. But, you know, they show her buying a red wig, and she had her picture taken with the guy. And when I looked at the picture, I was telling Richard and my husband and all, I said, there's a death aura around her. She's not going to make it. You know, there's auras of death around certain people that I can see, not everybody, but especially when your whole body lights up, your whole person lights up to the point of you're going to the next level. That's one. And the other is when I see it real dark, you know, it's so dark. Like I was taping someone in Hawaii for a show I was doing. And when I look back at the tape, the girl was like almost black. I mean, dark. I mean, and I'm going, something's not right here. And I didn't realize she got into a car accident like a few days later and died. But I mean, you know, it's death, you know, it's death coming to your door.
It's really looming around. That is so weird. Hey, Dale, if you felt that somebody that was your friend, would you tell them or keep it to yourself?
No. No, I have my teacher. He would call me every day just to have me read his cards because he knew he was going to die when he was getting older, and I wouldn't tell him. No, I don't believe that's my place to tell somebody unless there is an unless here. I can alter the future or save their life like I did with my own mother. Can I explain that real quick?
Yes, because that was my next question. If you could actually change the future, even if you saw the death looming, you could actually change that. Okay, I'd like to hear.
If you can see the future on time, at that moment, yes, you could change it. It's not always the case, but yes, you can. And my teacher, which was Peter Hurkos, he told me that he saw my mother passing away and she was walking through the streets and she was very thin. And when I saw that moment in time, it happened to be in Tahoe, and she was walking toward the casinos. And I called my sister at that time, and I said, hey, we got to get Mom down to you because it's really bad. You know, and I told her what was going on. And we sent my mother down there, and they put her in a hospital, and she lived another 10 more years. So, I mean, there are times you can save someone's life or alter the future. But then on the one, I had a very good friend that I was extremely good friends with, and her name was Jamie. And I told the mother on five different occasions that she needed to go down the Bay Area because her daughter was going to commit suicide or something was going to happen. And five different times we caught it in time, and she was an okay. And on the sixth time, which was many years later, she was on her way with me to Hawaii, and she got into a car, a big car accident with her boyfriend, and she didn't die, but she didn't make it. And I couldn't save her, and I think that really bothered me with all my heart and soul.
Oh, yes. Well, you're feeling things a lot deeper than most people, and that is that's hard, especially with animals. I know you really feel it with animals.
I don't even want to go there. I can't even go there.
You can't.
No, I can't.
So sweet and innocent. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Well, this has been such a good show already.
But I can honestly say, on the good part, my dog, which Rick knows, unfortunately, my dog.
Yeah, Rick.
That's a whole other story.
My dog
loves Richard. Because that day, and what you don't realize is Richard had come back from the hospital because he had an implant, what do you call it, an implant, and my dog knew it, and he could smell the blood. So he wasn't letting anyone near Richard. He loves Richard so much.
Protected.
I mean, that's his boy, I mean, you know, and then that my dog. It's just the love of my life. I mean, I love it so much. I mean, he's a little boy. He has seizures every so often, but we have him on phenobarbital, and he's fine. I mean, but he's a good
Lucky?
Boy.
Lucky
yeah.
does have seizures?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
He's okay. He's okay. But he is just
okay.
now, he made friends with other dogs for the first time, and he now runs the fence. With other dogs, and he found this puppy that he just loves. So, but he
That's
loves
sweet.
Richard. He loves
yeah.
Richard so
well,
much.
I guarantee you, I don't think Rick is ever coming back again.
Rick came here, Barbara,
you know,
to go visit
yeah.
his dad. Because he was in the hospital, and my dog, and I was in the hospital, but my dog tried to kill him. You know, what can I say?
He did.
Oh man.
Oh no. Whoa. I want to know though. I have a question about dogs.
Right.
Go ahead. Well, okay. Since my dad's here, I just thought of this. He's always had a problem with dogs. The bigger dogs, they will. If he makes eye contact with a dog that's mean or a regular dog that likes everybody else, it doesn't like him. It will come across the whole field and attack him. And when we were out moving some stuff today, he's like, I can't look at that dog. I can't go near it. It was a big dog. I go, you really still have this hang up with dogs ever since he was literally on the campus of the UW. And that happened to him, Richard. He was so far away. And there was tons of people around, but he took a look at that. He made eye contact with the dog and it came and attacked him. What is going on with that, Dale?
Energy. It's animals can sense energy. That happens to me in horses. I used to ride horses like crazy. And then one day I got fearful of the horse, and they can sense that. So that's when they go into an attack mode. I've almost got thrown 3 times from horses. So, you know, it's like dogs. They sense the fear, so they attack.
So when
in Richard's
you are
case,
fearful, they want to attack you when you have fear? That's interesting.
Right. But in Richard's case, my dog sensed that he was hurt. That he had gone through some sort of, you know, operation. So he wouldn't let anybody near Richard. That was that kid.
Mm-hmm. He smelled the blood, the deep down blood. They sense so much more than we probably realize.
The dog comes in and checks me all the time. Gives me the sniff test. Gives me a sniff test, you know. I can be in bed and it jumps on bed and comes in and sticks its nose in my ear or something. Oh, yeah, okay, welcome aboard, you know. But then the smell, it's the smell.
Good sniffers.
Good sniffers.
But, hey, so are you saying that whoever is afraid, they just need to try to stop being fearful and they'll be okay with dogs?
Well, I would suggest that, I'm a dog lover. I would suggest they get your dad, get down on his hands and knees, sit on the ground to eye level with the dog and open up its hand and give him a treat. That usually works.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Get down.
That it's just it's over the top for the dog. The dog does not know what to do with the fear because it shouldn't even be there, for one thing. That's so
right. So that your dad's having fear and the dog is sensing it. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some people like to have a little things that they're afraid of because that's just them, and maybe they hold on to that for mm-hmm. the rest of their life. You know, that's just how I am. Dogs do that to
I'll
me.
Tell you something. With my dog, he's 2 years old now, I wouldn't have it any other way because anybody trying to get in this house, it ain't going to happen. It's not going to happen. No way. My dog, I'm telling you, had a guy here today trying to, our fence, he's going to make a little fence so that my dog could play with another puppy. And the dog almost went through the window. But I had to put a leash on him, and he's okay. But, I mean, I'm saying that no one could come near me. No one could come near Rich or anybody else in the family, or this dog will
come.
And I'm okay with that.
It's great.
Would you like to have one more caller?
Sure, why not?
Area code 929, you're live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hello. Hey, Dale, how are you?
Okay, who's this lady?
This is Stacy. I just wanted to give you a validation.
Yeah, oh, go ahead.
So I talked to you about a week or two ago, and I was inquiring about a job. And you told me just one click, then I'll find my job. Well, guess what? I didn't get the interview yet, but I did find the job that I want. It's my dream job at the dream company.
Wow.
Yes. And it was so funny. I was on the website. I didn't see at first what I wanted because I felt that I was overqualified for some of the job positions. But I said, you know what, I'll apply for that. And then somehow I clicked on something, and voila, there was a job that caught my eye that I wasn't even thinking about it, but it was there. And I applied for it already, so I'm just hopefully waiting for a callback. But that's the job that I want.
Wonderful. So, I mean, mm-hmm. you know, again, I'm having a little problem I don't know with the phone or whatever, but having things. Are you asking me a question right now?
No, I was giving you a validation because, oh, can you hear me
clear
now? Hold on.
Yeah.
Can you hear me? Okay, great. So, yeah. So what I was saying, my name is Stacy. I talked to you about a week or two ago.
No, I got that. I got all that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad I could help you. And I'm glad mm-hmm. everything is working out really good for you. And you're going to make money at this job. You're going to be successful at this job. Just hang in there, okay?
Okay, thank you. All right, I'll call you back when I get that job. But I'm happy.
Okay.
Thank you. All right, I'll hang in. All right.
Aloha.
You
love that. Okay,
aloha.
Barbara.
Yes.
Barbara, it's time for the shout-out.
Okay, I want to let all of the listeners know what Richard's last name is. Richard Conrad. He's the birthday boy here today, turning 94 years old tomorrow. So why don't you go by on his Facebook page and wish him a happy birthday? And then he'll even feel happier than even he is now, which I think he's very, very happy. How do you feel, Richard, with all of this attention today?
Overwhelmed. Yeah. Overwhelmed.
Oh, good.
Very happy. Very delighted, and gee, happy 94th to me. Yeah, I have all these wonderful people come in.
I've been with him. I met him when he was 89. I've been with him since he's 89 years old, and I remember him saying, am I going to make my 90th birthday? And I said, yeah, you are.
And many more.
More.
He'll probably outlive us, Barbara, the way you and I go.
You never know. That means you don't want to even leave the house because you never know. You could get in the car and it'll be over. So, hey, everybody, enjoy your moments. And hopefully, keep hopeful that you'll get into your 90s. And I think you're going to get into your 100s.
Yeah, I believe that. I believe that.
So thank you, everybody.
Thank
and
you,
also
Barbara.
Your children that are on the line, thank you for calling in and being such good kids and good adult kids for your daddy-o.
He'll definitely love so much.
We love you.
Melody, do you have any closing remarks for Dad? Or?
Yes. I think he is a wonderful father-in-law, and I'm just amazed at him. All the achievements, Admiral Nimitz, personal photographer, and being a photography instructor at WSU.
No, University of Washington.
Oh, U.S. University of Washington. Sorry, Dad. And all the great things he's done. He bicycled all the way up into his 70s. And just all the – he's a great guy, just amazing. And then he's such a flirt. Man, he's a flirt. He's got all these women who think they just want to marry him because he's so cute.
That's true. Yeah. We go to the pool, and every time I turn around, there's another lady trying to flirt with him. And I go, hello, he's 94.
Yeah.
That's the Leo. That's the Leo part of him. And Barbara's a Leo, too. So they get along great.
Yeah. Kindred spirit.
His son is just like him, and I think he's just fabulous. Happy birthday, Dad.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Thank you.
I don't know if you heard me or not, but he definitely will make 100. His mother made it to 100, by almost 100 by 2 months. So he's definitely going to make it. And 105 probably.
Now that he has that pacemaker in there, and they gave him another 10 years, and he has a valve. He's doing good. If I can get him to eating sweet, quit eating too many sweets, and watch his kidneys, he'd be fine.
Lay off the Coke.
Coca-Cola.
The Coca-Cola.
I'm addicted.
Sorry about that. You know, Pepsi, Coca-Cola.
That's not that bad. What you could be doing out there, right?
Now, actually, it's gotten a lot better. It's gotten a lot better. Well, actually, my husband brought him some unsweetened apple juice the other day. He thought, I'm going, look how much sugar is in here. It says unsweetened, but look at it. Oh, he drank the whole thing. Whatever. My husband gives him donuts and cheesecake. I'm going, what are you trying to do, kill him?
Yeah.
Well, what kind of cake are you going to serve him for his birthday, Dale?
Oh, pardon me? What?
What kind of cake did you make a cake?
We got a one level on purpose. It's a whipped cream cake with chocolate and whipped cream, and it says "Happy Birthday, Richard," and it has lots of candles.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Don't tell me you put 94 candles on it, though.
No.
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 Flamethrower.
At the dollar store, they have the number 9 and 4, so I put them together, 94.
Perfect. That's cute. I love it. Well, you guys have a wonderful time tomorrow, and make sure you go hungry, because it sounds like you're going to have to fill up your belly with that Chinese food.
Oh, yeah.
What?
No problem.
I'm watching my diet, so it's okay. But anyway, thank you, Barbara, for so much for helping a lot. And, Johnny, I really appreciate both of you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome. Okay. We're glad to be here for you guys. And we all came together. We're having a great time on the podcast.
And, Barbara, would you give out my email and the phone number?
Yes. Okay, everybody. I can't believe I didn't do that yet. Dale Shear, Psychic Dale Shear, has a website, daleshear.com, D-A-Y-L-E, Shear, S-C-H-E-A-R.com, and her direct line. You guys can get your own private reading, a long one, if you call her directly, 808-372-1816. And you could even text her. But just do it and get your private reading. And you heard these people are calling back. We had the lady with the dog calling back doing better and the other lady with the job.
you know, you really do help so many people, and you are a very good, like, guider. Like, you give guidance, basically, with your readings. So do it, everybody.
I try.
You're amazing, Dale. You are amazing. And Richard.
Well, thank you, Barbara.
Again,
and you are amazing as well. You are amazing, too.
Yeah.
And good luck with the move, and we'll talk to you next Friday.
Yeah, have fun.
Hey, you guys, am I lucky or what? Because the show started at 5. That's when my helpers arrived. I literally sat here in my corner to do the show, and they did all the work.
Yes, you are lucky.
I had everything labeled.
Yeah.
It's been taken out, the bikes, the heavy chairs, blah, blah, blah. It's all done. So thank you. We have great luck here at Life, Laughter, Happiness, everybody. Check Blog Talk Radio, Life, Laughter, Happiness, for our next show listing, and visit us on social media everywhere. That's where we are. Okay, love you, and aloha.
Love you guys.
Aloha.
Okay, come back soon, family. Bye-bye.